Odyssey knows that football fans can't get enough football. That's why we've got nonstop football coverage on the free Odyssey app. Podcasts and live shows dedicated to every pro team. NFL play-by-play and enough game talk for the most diehard fans. Local radio stations talking football, interviews with star players and coaches, and football fans being fans.
What kind of play calling was that?
Listen to everything you love about football, live and on demand with the free Odyssey app. Get in the game and download today. Odyssey knows that football fans can't get enough football. That's why we've got nonstop football coverage on the free Odyssey app. Podcasts and live shows dedicated to every pro team. NFL play-by-play and enough game talk for the most diehard fans. Local radio stations talking football, interviews with star players and coaches, and football fans being fans.
What kind of play calling was that?
Listen to everything you love about football, live and on demand with the free Odyssey app. Get in the game and download today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. And obviously, the league deciding today that they are going to make the number six, Bill Russell's number six. Apologies to Dr. J. The first league-wide jersey ever.
As they should.
Yes, sir.
As they should. This is not just someone who did amazing things on the basketball court. This is someone who meant oh so much more to the community. And when I say community, I mean the world. And it happens to be Russell, Bill Russell. Not just Dr. J. Julius Irving at number six. Not just LeBron James running around at number six. This is Bill Russell. And so the NBA, for the first time in their history, they have an opportunity, they have a chance to honor someone like Bill Russell. And they're going to continue to do so. No one outside of who's wearing the number right now, no one will ever wear the number six. Mike Woodson, you might remember him. He's more so known as a former coach right now. Knicks and Hawks. He was asked about Bill Russell. He was asked about this number being retired. This is what Mike Woodson had to say.
Magic Johnson has called for the entire NBA to retire the number six. And it got a lot of people talking. Do you think it's that's called for, you know?
Absolutely.
Are you sure? The whole league?
That man set the stage for a lot of the players today, for me. Players before me. At the end of the day, you know, you look what he's done in his career, what he did. It's unbelievable. That's all you can say. So, you know, Magic's not far off. I mean, I think what he's pushing for, the league should want to do that for him. The players should want to do it because, again, he set the stage.
Magic Johnson says a lot of wild things. Social media, on radio, on television, Magic Johnson will come out and say the team that scores the most points will win the game. Well, thank you, Magic. We know that already. Magic Johnson already decided to share the NBA needs to retire the number six, and that's exactly what they've done. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kyle is calling from New York. You on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm just kind of repeating what everyone's been saying. That, you know, Bill Russell had a Hall of Fame career as a player and as a coach. So, I mean, it's essentially two Hall of Fame careers right there just between those two. But off the court, I mean, he's one of those figures in sports that I believe really transcends the sport itself. It makes you ask, is this just a game? You know, like a Muhammad Ali or a Jackie Robinson or, you know, and he brings something more to life and to humanity than just the game that he participated in. And I think that retiring his number probably should have been done a long time ago, but the fact that it's being done now, is doing justice to him, that he did a lot of justice to everyone else.
Well, when you think about yourself personally, what does Bill Russell mean? I mean, well, damn, you talk about what he did away from the court. What is that?
Well, I mean, to me, just like he's one of those people that brings a sport and a movement to you in a way that you may not have seen it before. You know, I'm a younger guy, and Bill Russell wasn't, you know, I wasn't alive when Bill Russell was playing. But I always grew up knowing as, you know, Bill Russell, Muhammad Ali, Jackie Robinson, like those are the champions of civil rights and of their particular sports, bringing it across the globe and delivering a message that everyone needed to hear. And, you know, Bill Russell's voice was one of the ones that I heard.
I can dig it. Thank you, Kyle, for calling from New York. Derek calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Derek. Derek?
I want to respond to the previous caller who referenced his own personal kids in opposition of being the number six. It's not about your personal kids. Bill Russell represented a whole racial community of black people. And I just wanted him to kind of recognize that it's not just about his kids. It's about black people in the community and what he represented and how he continued to continue money for people that wasn't our color.
No, I hear you, Derek. No, there's so much that Bill Russell has done, and thank you for calling from D.C. I can't think of an individual who has represented more, not just of the NBA, but basketball, than Bill Russell. We can look back at 11 championships. We can look at 5 MVPs. I think about Bill Russell, and I go, well, damn. This is someone throughout his entire life. This is not just his basketball life with Bill Russell. This is someone who stood up for equality. More than a decade ago, he won, or not won, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. At the time, President Barack Obama bestowed it upon him. He was a Sportsman of the Year in 1968, not just because of what he did on the basketball court, but for what he stood up for when it came down to society. You know, we can go across barbershops all across America. We can all think about who won a dunk contest or who was flying through the sky, who jumped through the buildings, who did this and who did that. And most people will come down with the name of Michael Jordan. But for what Bill Russell did for the NBA, the groundwork that he laid for an individual like Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson or Larry Bird, Bill Russell helped lay that foundation. Someone who was not fully embraced in Boston, someone who went forward and never backed down when it came down to his morals, when it came down to his ability to connect with other individuals. It's very tough when you think about the entire history of the NBA to look at an individual who had more success and more influence on the league than Bill. It's really that simple. I don't care where you live, where you are, what you do. He has had an impact on sports talk radio. He has an impact or has had an impact on the calling of games. He has had an impact on every element of basketball. And so that number six will be retired. No one will wear it. All across the globe. the globe. No one will ever wear it on a uniform. The NBA will honor Bill Russell with a patch for this upcoming season on the uniforms. The NBA will honor Bill Russell with a markation on the court. Everything that he has contributed to the game, the opportunities that he has really presented, second to none. I can look at Major League Baseball. Number 42 has been retired in honor of you-know-who, Jackie Robinson. There is no reason that Bill Russell, at that number six, should not be retired.
A question for
and
you,
and it is. Go ahead, Shaq, please.
So when we think of Jackie Robinson, I think for some people, not most, but I think some people that don't necessarily love sports, specifically baseball, they think about Chadwick Boseman and the movie 42 and how that took Jackie's story to a whole nother level. Should entertainment in the NBA and LeBron specifically, because we know he's got his hands in all kinds of things, including entertainment, we know what we saw in Hustle, should they be making some type of fictional movie about Bill Russell to kind of elevate him even more to the forefront of American society?
I don't think so.
No? You don't think that takes his life and legacy and meaning to a whole nother level?
So your question is, do we need a Bill Russell movie?
I think, right? Yes. As global and as iconic as Muhammad Ali was, when Will Smith played him more than 20 years ago, that didn't elevate him to an even greater status in your eyes?
The answer is yes. But I think in the general conscious, no. I think at this point, forcing a Bill Russell film or documentary down people's throats, I think will take away from what he's done on and off the court.
Interesting.
I just think this is a perfect time to go ahead and honor and recognize the greats. You know, I heard about Jackie Robinson in the 80s. I didn't go to a classroom as a child, as a baby, and not hear about Jackie Robinson. What he meant to society, what he meant to the game of baseball, what he meant for things continuing on, and certainly we've seen it now when it comes down to technology, when it comes down to media, and not just media when it relates to this is what you get on a magazine. Tangible papers, reputable papers, we see it all right now. But the fact is, nobody, nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nothing lasts forever. And so if we want to kind of hit the fast forward button, yeah, we're talking about Serena. She's done. She looks cooked. There's nothing on the bright side for her to pretty much continue to go on with her career. You have to embrace what she's done and what she has meant for society, what she has meant for other African-American and brown-skinned little girls and what she's done. And it's absolutely amazing. If I want to look at basketball, the number six to Bill Russell, let's be real. Shep. How many players in the NBA do you believe really appreciate what Bill Russell has done throughout his life and career?
Well, I know two of them don't. If I'm being honest, the players in today's game, how many really know what Bill Russell did in terms of transforming the fast break, what he did in terms of the flick of a wrist and that being ultimately not having the ball go out of bounds so it would be advantageous to the Celtics? Understanding how many shots he deflected, I'm understanding that people didn't even go his way, and that should have been a statistic back then. I would say, I'm trying to think, like LeBron for sure, Kobe, the late great Kobe Bryant, when he was playing, that was on full display. Maybe the Celtics, like Jaylen Brown. But to answer your specific question, if I had to say who had a real appreciation for Bill Russell, what he meant to the game, both on and off the court, I would say 2% of the NBA players today.
Yeah, slim.
2%. I think sure. I'm being generous.
Sure. Because everybody right now is used to seeing dudes jump out the gym.
Which he did, by the way, but they don't know that because it wasn't covered the way the game was in the 80s and the 90s. Bill Russell had as great a leaping ability as anybody.
Block a shot, grab a rebound, give a putback. But as you just said, we don't have a million ESPN cameras. We don't have social media. We can only really go by historical archive. What he has said, his contemporaries have said, his opponents have said, and oh, hell yeah, there are people listening to me right now who remember watching Bill Russell. And his number, the number 6, will be retired. No one, not any individual in the NBA will ever wear it again. It's like a grandfather clause. The most famous name? What a shock, right? LeBron James. When LeBron decides to step away, when LeBron is no longer wearing the number 6, what are we going to count on? Kristaps Porzingis? Get the hell up on out of here. It's an interesting space for basketball right now. But the NBA has done a tremendous job in saying Bill Russell is our guy. And we, the league, will honor him the entire season, as they should. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take more of your calls. And then I must tell you about an individual who was not present at Buccaneers practice. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I will be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The number 6. Get used to not seeing it. Because when the biggest superstar wearing it in LeBron James, when he does not wear it, it will be retired. No mas, no more. No one will ever wear the number 6 in the NBA. And that is to honor and show love to Bill Russell. Someone who just wasn't a giant on the basketball court, but someone who was a giant off of it, standing up for civil and human rights. Someone throughout the course of his career was never afraid to say and speak what was on his mind, but someone still who was ready to act when someone was not on that same page. That same page being equality. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, JR, good evening, man. Hey, I just wanted to say this. He was amongst the greats. You had Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I was born in the 60s, and I've seen what racism is and what they stood up against because of what this society was perpetuating on the other people that was different from everyone else. But they stood up and went up against it. And you can't have it any other way. I mean, this man is not only a legend, he's a giant.
Okay.
And along with Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali, you can't get any better than that.
Well,
they had to go up against this racist society.
Well,
they had to do what they need to do.
Well, who's the giant? You're not referring to Russell, I'm referring to
Bill Russell. He's the giant himself, along with Jim Brown, Kareem, and Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling from up Alabama. Let's go to Larry. He's calling from Florida. Larry, you are on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, you know, we as society should take what he did on the court and off the court and teach it to our children, you know, and just take what he was, what he stood for, and what he went against. And teach people to stop seeing people, whether it's men or women, for their race or color, and see them as people, humans, not what you're looking at.
I get that. Well, thank you,
and that's
Larry.
Really all I want to say.
Okay, nah, you said it all. Thank you, Larry, for calling from Florida. Let's go to Washington, D.C., and let's talk to Rick. Rick, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? Good.
Very
good
well.
Show,
Thank
so
you.
So, look, do you remember the time when LeBron James said, I'm going to take off number 23, the honor, the greatest player that ever played, and put on number 6? And I thought to myself, does this guy know who one of the greatest players that ever played this game is? I mean, that's all I have, man. I mean, because number 6, this guy got 11 rings.
Sure. So how are you tying that into what's going on today?
Well, okay, fine. If you say you're going to honor the greatest player that ever played, Michael Jordan, okay, fine. He had 3 peats and whatever peats he has, but
6.
Bill Russell has 11 rings, and you're going to put on number 6 and take off number 23. Man, that's all I got. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Rick, for calling from D.C. I want to ask our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Dave, when you take a look at the NBA deciding to honor Bill Russell, retiring that number 6 all across the league, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, JR, to me, it's a great gesture. It's Adam Silver recognizing that having the finals MVP award in his honor is not enough. But it has to be, in my eyes, mandatory education, where they are learning about what he endured at the University of San Francisco, what he endured at the 1956 Olympics when he won a gold medal, what he endured as a member of the Boston community when he was everything but outlawed and told to go back to where you know what came from. He was discriminated against in a way that is inhumane. That is the society that we need to learn and understand about those that are 30, 25, 20, and now the NBA kids being 19. And the rule change, JR, they're going to be 18 pretty soon. So if we truly want to honor Bill Russell, we're going to understand not just what he meant as a basketball player in the 11 rings and 13 seasons. We're going to understand all that he overcame while being the best player on planet Earth. That will send a resounding message for a lot of these spoiled, coddled athletes, not all of them, but some, to grow the hell up.
Well, when you start talking about what exists right now, what is to exist, what's here today and gone tomorrow, you know, here in Georgia, there are a lot of fake, and when I say fake, I mean movie sets and studios that are going up, and that they're going to get torn down. That's just the reality of it. And this is probably not the most appropriate comparison or description. But if we want to talk about Bill Russell and what he meant to the NBA, what he meant to the league, and what that number 6 means, there are going to be a lot of individuals who dive, I would say, a little too deep as to what he meant to the league. But anyone who sits down and watches, anyone who looks at highlights, anyone who looks at how he dominated the game of basketball, there's no guesswork. Bill Russell absolutely killed it. Easy. James is calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Hey, I'm an overnight truck driver, man. I love the show. Listen to you every night, man. I just want to piggyback off what your both of your super producers said. I think with the way the society is going, especially my generation, I am a Boston Celtics fan, but the way the society is going and how they're trying to strip us of our black history and even taking us out of the school book, I think that making a documentary or making some type of movie for Bill Russell would be perfect, and it would be very significant for our generation, because you have a lot of people that don't know what he actually went through. You know, he's one of the greatest ever on the Mount Rushmore. When you think about Muhammad Ali, when you think about Jim Brown, when you think about Jackie Robinson, you have movies, you have documentaries that was a test to what they went through so we can actually know, you know. And right. You think about, you know, slavery and all this other type of stuff that we went through as people. We only realized that, and our generation only realized how hard and everything was when they actually seen it on screen, you know.
Sure.
So that's just my take on it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. Here's the deal. Every single thing that Bill Russell fought for, discussed, did not waver on, kept his opinions and role, every single thing. And I've looked back at interviews from years ago. I've looked back at interviews and quotes that have taken place recently prior to his passing. He's been consistent. And that's what I have to respect. Bill Russell has been consistent. And so the NBA will honor him with patches on jerseys. The NBA will honor him with just demarcations on the basketball court. The NBA will honor him, and it's a beautiful thing because he's just not just poof, disappearing. Bill Russell, his legacy is going to live forever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I will leave the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk about another individual who unfortunately is not playing right now. It has nothing to do with retirement.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love your show. You're not the typical screaming head commentator. You're calm, cool, collected, and entertaining at the same time. It's a hard skill to match. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Obviously, we know we are honoring the late, great Bill Russell. He passed away a week and a half ago. His legacy transcends the sport of basketball. That is nothing new. But what is new is what took place on Thursday. And it is long overdue, but it was the right decision by the NBA to make Russell's number 6 jersey the first league-wide jersey ever retired in the history of the 76-year association across all 30 teams. So our question for you at 855-212-4CBS is this. Do you believe that Bill Russell's legacy is being honored enough by just deciding to retire his number, or is there something more that we should be doing to honor the late, great Bill Russell? Let's get to everybody who has been waiting patiently on the busy phone lines. Let's start with Rob in California. Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, bro. How are you?
What you got for JR and myself tonight?
Bro, so when I was a kid, I fell in love with basketball in like 87, 88, right? And as soon as I got into basketball, the first thing I started to do was go and find like encyclopedias and stuff. And I started to learn about Bill Russell. Well, growing up here in Northern California, my dad had season tickets to the Kings, which Bill Russell was involved with for a bit. And one night we're at a game. I can't remember who they were playing, but we're sitting up in the nosebleeds. And my dad looks at me and goes, "Son, do you know who that is over there?" I said, "No." And it was Bill Russell sitting up in the nosebleeds with the fans. And I got nervous. And I walked up. I'm 11 years old. Walks me up there, and I walk up, and I'm like, "Hi." It's like the first time I've ever met a legend in my life, and I realized the importance of him. And I walked up completely nervous, like, "Sir, you know, hi, Mr. Russell, you know, I'm a huge fan," which sounded ridiculous coming from an 11-year-old. And he came up, was completely humble, completely, you know, just nice, shook my hand, took a picture with me, signed an autograph, just the absolute, like, the epitome of class. And I wish I saw more of that in today's NBA of just true men with class. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, we know what you're saying. Is there, Rob, if you had to think of an individual in today's game, does anyone compare to Bill Russell in terms of the teammate that he was on the court and then what he represented to greater society off the court?
Not at all.
So Giannis doesn't fall in that conversation, because I don't want to gloss and neglect the guys that aren't and the women that aren't getting it done in today's sports, where they are thinking about the greater community, they are thinking about the world's larger problems. There, you know, there are the Bill Russells of today's world, but they're just so far and few between.
And that's a very good point, sir. You're absolutely right. Giannis is doing his part, but with today's society, they are talking about the world's bigger problem, but it was a different world then for a educated, you know, black celebrity to get a black sports hero to get, you know, the word out to the masses.
Very, very fair point, Rob. And we appreciate Rob. Just very last, I want to get you out with this. When you think of Bill Russell, do you think of him as an iconic all-time winningest basketball player, or do you think of him as a trailblazer and leader for modern day American society?
Bro, in real talk, dude, yeah. I consider him the absolute legend and the epitome of how you should conduct yourself as an NBA professional.
Rob, you made our audience smarter, more enlightened tonight about the greatness that is Bill Russell, and we greatly appreciate you for that. You have a good rest of your night, okay?
I appreciate you, my friend. You have a great night.
Thank you very much. Let's get to next on the phone line. We have Morris calling from Birmingham, Alabama. Morris, and we're not going to talk college football just yet, but what do you have to say about Bill Russell?
Hey, I was blessed to be able to read his autobiography about a year ago. And what I did not know was that, you know, he was from Louisiana, and they moved to California when he was like an early teenager in high school. And by him being from the country and from the farm, he did not know how to play basketball. Even though he was tall, he was not able to make his basketball team. So he played like on a team that was somewhat what we call the traveling teams now, but what he was able to do was catch the eye of a San Francisco graduate who was able to get him a tryout. And that is where the legend started. But, you know, not to take up too much of your time, what I was going to say was the things I learned about the man in the book was his history of where he came from, which, you know, cultivated his legacy, was from his parents, grandparents, and all that. So that's what led to his background of being the kind of person that he was. He was a genuine person who I can remember him from being the commentator on the game of the week.
You talking about the Rick Barry quote, you know, that clip that went viral? You talking about that, Morris? I know exactly what you're referring to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, he was just one of the guys that, if you said something and he didn't agree with it, he just kind of explained his side of it. Man, he was just a great guy. And I ain't going to hold up your man, but I You know, if it, I can suggest that if anybody want to know about Bill Russell, just read his book.
Well, I will say, Morris, I want to just add on very quickly to that. He grew up in a racially divided, incredibly decimated Deep South in the mid-1930s. He saw his grandpa be tortured by the Ku Klux Klan, and he made it clear to Bill Russell and the rest of his grandchildren that you do not run, you do not hide from what is right, from what is just. And at times, they were forced out of their home, and that is where they were living. That is where they were surviving. And for that individual to go from a country where they did not want him to exist to becoming the greatest winner in North American professional sports history is nothing short of remarkable. Morris, you have a good rest of your night, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Very much. Let's get to our boy Sean in Oregon, who is always great. Let's hear what he has to say about Bill Russell. He's going to give us some laughs, too. Sean, how you doing this evening?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Shepard.
Yes, what you got for us?
You know, Bill Russell, to me, is the greatest ambassador of the sport we've had. And I just remember him since I was a little kid, as long as I can remember him at the All-Star game and just how cool he is. And I'm just wondering who's going to fill his shoes. And that's probably not going to happen. But I heard you talk about, you know, who's like a player these days that does stuff, you know, and really helps out and is an upstanding dude. And when I think of somebody like that, I think of LeBron James. I think LeBron James is one of the greatest ambassadors we got. He's going to be the next ambassador of our sport. And I see what he does with the kids in Akron. And I see what he's done since he came into the league.
Sean, I got to ask you this question. You're a friend of the show, and you know that. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for you. Let me ask you this question. We know what happened with Russell Westbrook and LeBron James at Summer League when they were at the UNLV Center. You remember that?
I know a little bit about that. I don't know everything.
He wouldn't even acknowledge Russell Westbrook, understanding this was a nightmarish type of season for Westbrook and then some. This is an individual that was voted as one of the 75 greatest players in the history of the game to being the laughingstock of the 2021-22 NBA season. And LeBron couldn't even have done a simple embrace when he was embracing everybody under the sun except Russell Westbrook. Can you envision Bill Russell ever leaving out a teammate to dry the way LeBron did this summer with Russell Westbrook? And don't think that's not going to rear its ugly head come this season if he even is an L.A. Laker, that being Russell Westbrook, and he's not somewhere else.
No, you're right. And you know you've heard me stick up for Russell Westbrook. You know, and I've seen how he hasn't given up. He's had a lot of problems, but he's had the whole lot of people on his back. Could you imagine being him this year, what he's had to go through? I'm really sorry to hear that because, you know, I've stuck up for him, and I hope he changes his career around.
We all do.
I would never do that. I'd never do what LeBron has done to him. But you can't. I'm not going to hold that against what LeBron's done in his whole life, and what he's done for the community, and what he really represents. And I think, you know, I don't know what happened there in that locker room, or I don't know what's happened there. We don't know, but obviously something's happened with some bitterness, but because you've seen LeBron really, he doesn't do that. I mean, he really, look what we went through with J.R. Smith, you know, and so many people like trying to throw him under the bus, and LeBron protected all those people in Cleveland. So for this to happen, you know something's up.
Well said, Sean. Always appreciate the call. You have a good rest of your night, okay?
You too. Thanks, Shepard. You always let me voice my opinion, and you're one of the coolest guys out there, brother. Have a great night.
Thank you, Sean. It's our pleasure. You always brighten our day, too, and you always augment history and material and content for our program, so we greatly appreciate that. Let's go to our boy Rich in Chicago talking Bill Russell and the NBA deciding to make him the first jersey league-wide to be retired by all 30 associations, and that being specifically franchises. Let's get to Rich in Chicago. You got the final word on Bill Russell. What you got for us, sir?
Let me tell you something. I'm all in on Bill Russell. I'm an older guy that actually saw him play, not only in TV, but in person. And I live here, but I'm originally from Boston, so I've seen the guy. And I'm going to tell you something. This guy overcame, and Boston's a little different. Back when he was there, he had to deal with all the prejudice. And he'll tell you that when you listen to him talk about, you know, being a black man in Boston in the 60s, it was tough. this guy was tremendous. And the reason I really respect him, and I think he should be honored the way he is kind of simple. And when you look at how many championships he won, it's ridiculous. I mean, the guy, and that was back in the day when your younger listeners won't know this, but it was a center-dominated league. He would chew up Wilt Chamberlain. And Wilt Chamberlain scored 50 game one year, and they never beat the Celtics. So I'm all in for Bill Russell. I'm glad he's got the recognition he's gotten, probably a little late. I think he's one of the top five guys in the history of the NBA.
I would agree with you, Rich, and we greatly appreciate the history lesson. You have a good rest of your night, okay, sir? Thank you very much. And listen, folks, I'm so happy and thrilled that we have an audience that is as educated and is as informed as you are in being able to discuss thoroughly, diligently, respectfully the legacy, the life of Bill Russell. I'm with Rich in Chicago. This award was so long overdue. And I say reward. It's an ultimate accomplishment to have your jersey retired by all 30 NBA franchises, the 77-year now NBA history. That is the first of its kind. He is more than deserving of that. Bill Russell has been the face of civil rights for so long. And what I know is this. We are going to make sure that we continue to honor the life of Bill Russell. We're also going to hit on Kyrie Irving making headlines for some, you know, some distractatory reasons, if you will. And we are also going to discuss one of the all-time great Patriots saying goodbye to the sport. And it's not who you think. This is the JR Sport Brief Show, and we'll be right back.
Odyssey knows that football fans can't get enough football. That's why we've got nonstop football coverage on the free Odyssey app. Podcasts and live shows dedicated to every pro team. NFL play-by-play and enough game talk for the most diehard fans. Local radio stations talking football, interviews with star players and coaches, and football fans being fans.
What kind of play calling was that?
Listen to everything you love about football, live and on demand with the free Odyssey app. Get in the game and download today.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening 2-Hour National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.
Odyssey knows that football fans can't get enough football. That's why we've got nonstop football coverage on the free Odyssey app. Podcasts and live shows dedicated to every pro team. NFL play-by-play and enough game talk for the most diehard fans. Local radio stations talking football, interviews with star players and coaches, and football fans being fans.
What kind of play calling was that?
Listen to everything you love about football, live and on demand with the free Odyssey app. Get in the game and download today.